Second Psycho 60 show. This is your DJ Rick. This is where we talk about 60s music. We talk about the greats, the not so greats, the in-betweens, and the way outs. We have 12 songs to listen to with a huge variety of sounds and styles. And if you don't shake it to at least one of these songs, something is wrong with your shaker. I mean, you know, we're talking about these songs, but it's like we're not all cerebral and everything, you know. I mean, we've got to move. We got to do some moving here too, right? Okay. The band you just heard was one of my favorites. The Byrds UK, as opposed to the American Byrds. The American Byrds, the spelling was B-Y-R-D-S. Byrds UK, spelled B-I-R-D-S. Byrds UK only recorded 17 songs, but they are a fantastic band, amazing band. Every song is just incredible. The confusion over the name really led to their early demise. So their story needs to be told more in depth, so I'm going to do that in a future show. But the Byrds UK, fabulous band, just absolutely excellent. That song you heard is called How Can It Be from 1965. Next up is a beautifully constructed example of British pop. And I could barely say that. Let me just say it's a tight song, well put together, okay? The band is Shotgun Express from 1966. The song is I Could Feel the Whole World Turn Round. Mick Fleetwood plays drums on this cut, and of course he went on to found Fleetwood Mac. There are two lead vocalists, a male and female. The female's name is Beryl Marsden. She went on to have a big career as a pop singer in England. The male vocalist, who you'll hear first, He had a song in the 70s called Maggie May, and one in the disco era called Do You Think I'm Sexy? A few other things. His name is Rod. Yep, that guy. But listen for the different quality and texture of his voice in this song. Shotgun Express, 1966. I could feel the whole world turn round.
When I first saw you, this strange kind of feeling set my head a-reeling like I hit the ceiling. The same thing happened to me then, baby. Something kind of crazy, and everything went hazy.
This next song is a classic song from a classic singer. It was an international top 10 hit in 1969. The artist's name is Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, otherwise known as Dusty Springfield. From 1969, her huge classic, huge hit, Son of a Preacher Man.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Pastor Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. talking son of a preacher man.
The only one who could ever do.
Like you're saying, son of a preacher man.
For all her great talents, Dusty Springfield was very insecure. Sometimes in the studio, she had to record in a separate room because she felt very insecure about her place among other musicians. She could neither read nor write music. She was just so naturally talented. I could do an entire show about Dusty Springfield, so I won't talk a lot about her today. I will say that I'm doing this show from Alabama, and Dusty Springfield, though she was from England, has an Alabama connection. First song she ever recorded, she went into a local recording, local record store, actually, in Ealing, England, and evidently you could go in and do a recording in this record shop. And the first song she recorded at age 11 was When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama, Dusty Springfield. Our next band is The Hangmen. They started out as The Reekers, R-E-E-K-E-R-S, in 1963. The Reekers' first single was Don't Call Me Flyface. Well, they cleaned themselves up and they put on suits and they became The Hangmen. And they needed a lead vocalist. So since they were in the Washington, D.C. area, and they wanted someone who could sing with a British sound, they called the British Embassy, and they asked at the British Embassy if anyone there knew someone who could sing. And they wound up with a young man named Dave Ottley from Glasgow, Scotland. The Hangmen actually played all up and down the East Coast with bands like The Animals, the Dave Clark Five, the Yardbirds, and they really had a very strong career. This particular song we're going to play is from 1966. It's a very spare and haunting song about the end of a relationship. It's called Bad Goodbye. So from 1966, The Hangmen, Bad Goodbye.
If I'd known just what you did, I wouldn't have wasted all my time on you. I did what I had to do. Bad, bad, goodbye. And now this feeling between us is done. I see no reason to carry on. All hope is gone. Bad, bad, goodbye. If I'd known what you do, I wouldn't have wasted all my time on you. But now the only words that'll do are we're through, we're through. And now this feeling between us is done. I see no reason to carry on. All hope is gone. Bad, bad goodbye. And now this feeling between us is done. I see no reason to carry on.
When I was about 13, I was in a theatrical workshop for a couple of weeks during the summer, and I was chosen along with three other young actors from the Birmingham area to go to New York City to audition for the national touring company of Oliver. And that little snippet you just heard was what I sang in my audition. Now, that's not me singing. That's Mark Lester from the movie Oliver. But I always thought that was a beautiful song, Where is Love? I didn't get the part. My voice really was not good enough. To me, that's an excellent counterpoint to Bad Goodbye, because we've all gone through a bad goodbye. We know what that's like. But, you know, even though you go through a bad goodbye, the human heart still yearns for love. And no matter how bad the goodbye is, it's a very courageous thing. The human heart keeps searching for love. It's very courageous, I think. So, oh yeah, I did have it like a theatrical career, like I did 3 plays. Actually, it was one play, 3 nights, and we did it. I guess I was 15 years old. This comedy deal, very amateurish, and we did it at a place called the Boys Industrial School. It's not named that now. Basically, the audience was a bunch of thugs. If you messed up, you heard this hideous laughter coming at you from the dark. And it was one of those plays where, you know, the phone was supposed to ring and the sound effect didn't work. And so, you know, the actor said, wasn't that the phone I heard? Oh, Gertrude, there's a knock at the door. And then you hear a knock on the wall. And my deal was I had an envelope in my pocket, in my coat pocket. I couldn't get it out of my coat pocket. 3 nights in a row, I kept having trouble getting out of the coat. And so I kept cutting the coat pocket. And then I finally cut the envelope open, and still I really had a tough time getting that envelope out of there. But you know, it was one of those things, and it was fun. But anyway, that was my great theatrical career.
Now back to our show.
Your Man from 1966. I think they were from Chicago. I'm really not sure. The Panics, P-A-N-I-K-S. That's about all I got. I really don't know a lot about the band. A pretty strong song. I'm Not Your Man, 1966. Well, let's talk about the time machine that I've been building in my basement. And the time machine is almost ready. And in this time machine, sometime this summer, we're going to go back to 1965, Manchester, England, to a club called the Twisted Wheel. This club closed in 1971, so we really need our time machine to get in. And the reason we're going there is the Twisted Wheel was a center of the Northern Soul craze of the early and mid-60s. They had these fantastic Saturday all-night dance parties. It was American soul music. People went crazy over American soul music, and not necessarily hits. the heavy beat, fast tempo, and the dancing was extremely energetic, very athletic. It predated disco and breakdancing, and let me tell you, they tore the mother up. So we're going to go back to the Twisted Wheel in 1965. We're going to go to a Saturday night dance party, and we're going to talk to some of the people there, listen to the soul music. It's going to be fun. Coming up next is a representative song of Northern Soul. It's by an artist named Ed Pauling. The song is called Please Be Mine. So this is a taste of what we'll be hearing at the Twisted Wheel when we go back in our time machine to 1965 sometime this summer. Here's Ed Pauling. Please
Be Mine. You know I wanted you, baby, since a long time ago. Be mine. And if I get you, baby, I'll never let you go. Be mine. You know I beg you, baby, till the end of time. Be mine. And I won't be content till you're mine or mine. So quit your fooling around, don't you be no clown. You be no clown.
The Weeds, an energetic and raucous, don't you like that word, raucous? A raucous song, It's Your Time. I think it's from 1967. The Weeds, It's Your Time. Did he just say escape? Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Do you think he sings like that in the shower? Do you think he sings like that to his grandchildren? Because, you know, this is your father's music. It may very well be your grandfather's music. And, buddy, I'm proud of that. We do not go gently into that good night. And one man who has refused to go gently is Bob Seger. Robert Clark Seger was born May 6, 1945, in Dearborn, Michigan. His career spans 5 decades. I understand that he's getting ready to go out on tour again in the second half of 2010. A little trivia for you. He ran track and field at his high school. At a low point in his career in the early 70s, he was playing bars, and you could get in to see him for $3. That was before his awesome resurgence in the late 70s. We're going to be hearing his first national hit, recorded with the Bob Seger System. The song is Ramblin' Gamblin' Man from 1969. Give a listen, because I was born lonely down by the riverside. Learned to spin fortune wheels and throw dice. Well, that's fortune wheel for us mortals. But what's the concept of the fortune wheel? Where did it come from? I'm glad you asked that question. The Wheel of Fortune, or Rota Fortuna, is a concept in medieval and ancient philosophy referring to the capricious nature of fate. The wheel belongs to the goddess Fortuna, who spins it at random, changing the positions of those on the wheel. Some suffer great misfortunes, others gain windfalls. Fortune appears on all paintings as a woman, sometimes blindfolded, as she turns the wheel. And the ironic thing here is that Bob Seger himself knows what it feels like to be both at the bottom and at the top of that wheel. This next band and song is Syndicate of Sound. Little Girl from 1966. Syndicate of Sound was based in California. This song was a huge hit in the United States. It peaked at number 8. And Syndicate of Sound right now has a current website, and they are available for bookings. They recently celebrated the 1 millionth airplay of this song, and so I'm very pleased to say we're working on the second million. From 1966, Syndicate of Sound, Little Girl.
Thank you. been done before. Little girl thought she wouldn't get caught, you see. She thought she'd get away with going out on me. Yeah. Other girls did it, you didn't think of nothing new. You went out on me, so other girls did it too.
Hey, let's do something psychedelic. You know we had to get here eventually. The band is The Misunderstood, great band with a very powerful sound. We're going to be talking more about them in future shows. From 1966, you know, I just realized how many songs there are in the show today from 1966. Obviously, that must have been a very good year for music. The Misunderstood, the song is Children of the Sun.
Away. When you wake again tomorrow, are you ready?
next band is The Magic Carpet, and the song is Things Go Better With You. And I think it's from either 1967 or 1968. I'm not quite sure of the year. But there's a big secret behind this band, something you'll never guess. And the only reason it's a secret is that I know it and you guys don't know it. But after the song is over, you'll know it because I'm going to tell you. You'll never guess the secret, but it says a lot about music in the 60s. The Magic Carpet, Things Go Better With You. That's a bright and bouncy pop tune, isn't it? The secret is that the Magic Carpet were from Hong Kong. They were all Asian. And that's a real testament to the power of British and American music, that everybody wanted to capture that sound all around the world. Well, we're coming to the end of our second Psycho 60 show. Thank you so much for being here and listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this. We finished up our first show with a Rolling Stones song. We're going to finish up the second show with another song associated with the Rolling Stones, except the singer for this song is the Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas. She is a Grammy-winning soul singer. She is 69 years old, still active as a performer. She has a website. You can go look her up. Her first single in 1960 was titled You Can Have My Husband, But Don't Mess With My Man. gotta love it. Gotta love it. Okay. This song is Time Is On My Side from 1964, Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans. That title has messed me up, guys. We're going to play that song next time. I hope time is always on your side. This is DJ Rick. Thank you for listening. Hang tight. Peace out. Yeah.
go ahead and light up the town. And baby, do everything your heart desires. Just remember, I'll still be around. And I know, like I told you so many times before, you're gonna come back. Yes, you're gonna come back a knocking, knocking on my door.
Thank you.